Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Gabe, and you're joining us on
Studio Classroom. Friends, it's January, which means we have a whole new year of magazine articles for you to learn English from. And we're starting off with a very exciting one together and with a question. Here it is. Do you find it easy or difficult to live in the present moment? Why do you think that is?
Well, I do think it's important to live in the present moment. Do I find it easy or difficult? I think it depends on the day, really, and what I have going on, because sometimes I will be thinking about, am I taking enough pictures so that I can post it on social media? What do I have to do tomorrow? I'm thinking about what I need to do next week or preparing for something. And so sometimes it's not easy to live in the moment. But Anne Marie, like I said, I think it's important to try to live in the moment.
It is, and that's why we are looking at a summary of a book called The Present, The Secret to Enjoying Your Work and Life Now. Let's get into our first reading for the day.
The Present, The Secret to Enjoying Your Work and Life Now. Live fully by focusing on now. Everyone wants to enjoy life more, but rarely is it clear how we should do that. In The Present, Spencer Johnson offers a formula that is simple but powerful. The key is to live fully in the present moment. Through a short and inspiring story, Johnson explains how embracing the present can help us forge more happiness and success in both work and life.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先，我们来看名词 formula，意思是公式或是配方。譬如 ，Is this the correct formula for solving this math equation？ 这是解这个数学方程式的正确公式吗？如果在 formula 的字尾加上 ic， 就会变成形容词 formulaic， 意思是公式化的或是刻板的。譬如 ，I don't find that show to be funny because it relies on formulaic jokes that are easy to predict。我觉得那个节目不好笑，因为是靠着公式化的笑话，太容易被预测。另外 ，formula 的名词是 formulation， 意思是配方或是构想的提出。譬如 ，Please explain how this theory's formulation developed。请解释该理论是如何形成的。
Thank you so much, Jack. Well, we look here at our article, friends, and read, live fully by focusing on now. We have a couple of great phrases we want to take a look at before we go on.
That's right. The first one is to live fully. This means to enjoy life completely and to make the most of every moment. For example, Emma wants to live fully by traveling, meeting new people, and trying new things.
When you live fully, it has the idea that you're doing more than just working or more than just existing. You're focusing on all different aspects of life. Now, this full phrase here is live fully by focusing on now. Focus on is another phrase we want to take a look at. This means to give all your attention to one thing.
For example, Jason needs to focus on his homework instead of his phone. What do you need to focus on? thank you for focusing on your lesson right now with us. So, live fully by focusing on now. Everyone wants to enjoy life more, we read, but rarely is it clear how we should do that.
All right, and we read on in the present, Spencer Johnson offers a formula that is simple but powerful. So we have a set of rules or set of guidelines that we can follow to help us enjoy our lives more.
Before we go on, I just have to say I really like the title that he chose for his book, The Present, because present could have a couple of different meanings, right? Present could also mean gift. And if you are living in the present, that could actually be a gift for you and your life.
I think we're going to talk more about that in the rest of this article. So we see the formula here, friends. The key is to live fully in the present moment.
Okay. Through a short and inspiring story, Johnson explains how embracing the present can help us forge more happiness and success in both work and life. Well, we have a couple of words we'd like to talk about here. The first is that word inspiring. This is making people feel excited to do something good, or maybe making people feel special.
Let's use that word inspiring in a sentence. The teacher's inspiring story made Lily believe she could reach her dreams. And you could be inspired by many different things, right, friends? Maybe a speech or a person like a teacher. Those are all inspiring things.
And if you're going to write a book, I think it's a great idea to try to get some stories in your book. They really help to get your principles to come to life, to help your readers feel and understand what you want to communicate. So there's this short and inspiring story, and Johnson explains through it how embracing the present can help us forge more happiness. Let's take a look at that word forge. This is to create or form something strong over time.
Here's an example. Daniel worked hard to forge a strong friendship with his new classmates. You could forge many different things, of course. In this example, you're forging a friendship.
And our lesson is telling us that when we embrace the present, this can help forge more happiness and success in our work and life, basically every area of life. Well, let's continue learning with the next reading for the day.
The present, the secret to enjoying your work and life now. His book isn't a mainstream self-help book, but a story that follows a young man who seeks advice from a wise old friend. The young man is frustrated with his job, his relationships, and his sense of direction. The older man shares the secret of living a good life. Something he calls the present. At first, the young man doesn't understand, but as he listens and applies what he learns, his life begins to change.
Mainstream, 意思是主流的, 例如, I'm writing a research paper on the impact of mainstream media on the public. 我正在写一篇关于主流媒体对大众影响的研究论文。或者是, Heather's music taste is quite mainstream, whereas Hunter prefers obscure bands. Heather的音乐品味相当主流，而Hunter则偏好冷门的乐团。Mainstream也可以当名词，意思呢是主流。 譬如, his independent film became such a hit that it became part of the mainstream. 他的独立电影大受欢迎，成为了主流的一部分。
All right, let's learn more about this book that's going to help us live in the present. We read, his book isn't a mainstream self-help book, but a story that follows a young man who seeks advice from a wise old friend. friend. Now, we see this term self-help, and specifically about this book. What does that mean?
Well, self-help books are books that help people to improve themselves in some way. Self-help could also be referring to advice or maybe actions that people use as well. For example, Sarah likes reading self-help books about confidence. I think one of the most famous self-help books out there, we've actually talked about here on Studio Classroom before. It's a book called Atomic Habits. I listened to the audio before, and actually now I'm rereading this self-help book again.
All right, so we have self-help books, and then we have mainstream self-help books, and that's what we're talking about here. This book is a mainstream self-help book. Here's the story that goes on in this book. The young man is frustrated with his job, his relationships, and his sense of direction. Let's talk about that word, frustrated.
Oh, everybody understands what it's like to feel frustrated. This is that feeling you get when you get upset because something is hard or it's not working.
Lots of things could frustrate you. Here's an example. Kevin felt frustrated when the computer kept freezing.
Okay, so as Anne-Marie said, you could use this word as a verb as well. There are different things in life that can frustrate us. That's when we feel frustrated. There's something else we want to take a look at in this sentence, and that is a sense of direction. This is knowing where to go or what to do in life.
Let's use that in a sentence. After joining the club, Amy found a new sense of direction for her future. So the problem in this book is that there's a man and he has no sense of direction and he feels frustrated. There's also an older man in the story. The older man shares the secret of living a good life, something he calls the present.
Okay, this older person. Older often means wiser. It's not always true, but we hope it's true, right? That as we grow through life, as we get older, we also get wiser. And that is the case with the older guy in this story. This wiser old person, he talks about something he calls the present. At first, the young man doesn't understand, but as he listens and applies what he learns, his life begins to change.
To apply what you learn. This is a great thing to think about, friends. The word applies. This means to use knowledge or skills in real life. Here's an example. Mark applies what he learns in class when he helps his little brother with homework.
All right, well, friends, is there something that someone told you recently? It sounds like good advice. It sounds wise. And you're thinking, should I apply this or not? Well, consider it, considering applying what you have learned. Friends, there are many different ways to learn things, and it is the beginning of a new year. We also have a new feature for you, something called Deep Dive. Let's go check that out right now.
Deep Dive.
Ha! Hey, friends, let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? It takes practice. So last week, I tried to learn how to juggle. You know, toss three balls into the air without hitting yourself in the face. Guess what? I did hit myself in the face twice, but I didn't give up. Why? Because, like people say, it takes practice. That phrase, it takes practice, sounds simple, but it's doing something special. We're not just saying you must practice or you need to practice. We're pointing out that practice is part of the price you have to pay to get better. In other words, juggling takes practice the same way a car takes gas or a recipe takes sugar. We often use take this way with abstract things. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes courage. None of those things are objects, but they're things you spend to reach a goal. Now, compare that to practice something, like I practice the piano. That's a verb. You're doing the thing. But when we say it takes practice, we're treating practice like a requirement. So juggling, yep, it definitely takes practice. And maybe a helmet. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat, Until next time.
The present, the secret to enjoying your work and life now. According to the book, the present is not a gift or an object. It's a way of living. It means being fully engaged in the moment and free from both regrets and fears of the future. When we live that way, we are more focused, more productive, and more content. But learning to live in the present takes practice and courage.
Content， 重音呢是在第二音节，意思是满足的或是心安的。譬如 ，The baby looked up at his father with a content smile。婴儿抬头看着父亲，露出满足的微笑。Content 也可以当名词，意思是满足。片语 to one's heart's content 的意思呢是尽情的。譬如 ，They played video games to their heart's content during the long weekend。他们在长周末尽情地玩电动游戏。Content 另外一个意思呢是内容，但是这时候的重音是在第一音节，念作。Content. 来看例句。Make sure the content of your speech is not only informative, but also engaging. 请确保你的演讲内容不仅资讯丰富，而且引人入胜。这就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
Friends, in our previous section, the older man in this story shared the secret of living a good life.This is something that he calls the present. But what exactly is the present?
Well, we read something about that here in this sentence. According to the book, the present is not a gift or an object. It's a way of living. Okay, well, let's take a look at that phrase. According to, this means as said or written by someone or something.
Here's an example of how you could use according to in a sentence.According to the teacher, the exam will be next Monday. So this is based on what the teacher said.
So according to the book, the present is not a gift, it's not an object, it's a way of living. Maybe you could say it's a kind of lifestyle, right? But we continue here. It means being fully engaged in the moment and free from both regrets and fears of the future. Well, this is a great idea to talk about.And to understand it, let's talk about a few of the phrases we see in this sentence. The first is to be engaged in something. What does that mean?
Well, it means actively doing or involved in something. For example, Ben was deeply engaged in the science experiment. So if you're engaged in something, it usually means that maybe it's consuming you or you're doing it or you're very excited about it.
And we know that you are fully engaged in our lesson here. Let's take a look at something else from this sentence. It's the phrase to be free from something. That means without something, especially something that you don't want.
Here's an example. The park is free from trash because everyone cleans up after themselves. There's no trash in the park. The park is free from it.
Well, we want to take a look at something else that I think everybody understands, and that is the idea of a regret. What are regrets? They are feelings of sadness about something that you did that was wrong, or maybe that you didn't do that perhaps you should have done.
I think everybody in life does have regrets, things that they wish they would have done in the past, and maybe that affect their future. Let's use it in a sentence. Anna had regrets about not joining the basketball team last year.
All right, well, friends, what is something you have regrets about? Of course, we want to try to live with no regrets. And in a sense, you know, even your failures and mistakes are things that can shape you and your future.So in that sense, maybe you have no regrets because you have learned from the past. Well, again, it means being fully engaged in the moment and free from both regrets and fears of the future. You know, the future by definition is something that we don't know. So a lot of people have the fear of the unknown. I think that's normal. But of course, there is a way to live without these fears.
All right, well, let's keep reading here. When we live that way, we are more focused, more productive, and more content. This word productive is a good one for you to know, friends. This means that you're doing a lot of useful work.
That's right. For example, David was productive and finished all his homework before dinner. Now, there are slight differences between being productive and effective and efficient. Maybe you're really efficient doing a lot of things. However, those things weren't really that important. I like to think of being productive as accomplishing the really important things.
That's where that word useful comes in, friends. All right, so we read the last sentence here of this section, but learning to live in the present takes practice and courage. Well, this is an interesting idea, Gabe. What do you think that means, that living in the present takes courage?
Well, maybe because it's just easier to worry about tomorrow or to fear things that might happen or might not happen, and actually to just kind of say, hey, I'm going to relax and not worry about things and just live in the present moment. That could take courage.
I think it also takes courage to let go of the past, because some people do like to live in the past, think of ways they were hurt or think of things that they did that they feel embarrassed about or shame about. And letting go of those things also takes courage to be able to live in the present.
Yeah, because part of living in the present is taking responsibility for your own actions as you are currently living right now and not always thinking about the ways that you were hurt in the past. So Anne-Marie, you brought up a great point. Friends, what do you think this means? Why does living in the present not only take practice, but also take courage? That's something to think about and talk about in English. Well, we have a new feature again for you. We were talking about the deep dive earlier. We hope you enjoyed that. Well, right now it is time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Never, seldom, hardly, rarely, barely. 有时候为了要加强语气，会将否定副词放在句首，使用部分倒装，将be动词或助动词与主词来对调。它的句型呢是否定副词。 加be或助动词加主词再加动词， 这种用法常常会出现在正式的语境中，用来表达某件事极少或是几乎不曾发生。但是要注意哦，它的时态跟主句的动词需要一致。我们来看个例句。 Never have I seen such a beautiful sunset. 我从未见过如此美丽的夕阳。
Friends, we've reached the end of today's article, so let's take a moment to review some of the things we learned today.
Well, one of the points of the book is that when we embrace the present, that can help us to forge happiness and success in our lives. And I really love that word, forge. We can use it to talk about other things as well. I often hear it used about friendships. Anne-Marie, do you ever hear about people forging close friendships?
Yeah, I have heard of this before. The idea is that maybe there's a set of circumstances that's keeping you from being friends, or maybe something that you go through together, and because of those things, you become friends.
Exactly. Also, that word frustrated, oh, that's such a great word to know, and to be able to use to express that feeling of frustration. You know, when young kids are learning how to do something new, sometimes they get really frustrated. They don't want anybody else's help. They want to figure out how to do it themselves. But for some reason, it's just not working. It is so frustrating.
I get frustrated when I try to learn new things as well. What about you, friends? Do you get frustrated easily? That's a good thing for you to talk about in English. Well, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Gabe. Saying see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Yours at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.